Soyez sauvage. A photograph, black and white, two old women dancing in a kitchen, their backs straight, their white hair shining. You can almost see the turn of the tune. You can almost feel the tenderness of their touch. The floor alive beneath their feet. Such sure-footedness. The world alive outside the window. A white thorn in blossom. The image is perfect. A still life in motion. A landscape in stillness. You can almost touch the music. The dancers are sisters, Bridie and Kathleen. Both reared families, both loved music. The moment, the dance is lensed and set by their nephew, who had played his concertina earlier, watched them dancing, then chose cassette music, irresistible, to lift them up again, so he can lift his camera and click. Two sisters, old and light, dancing forever. Click again. The Dordogne, Périgueux, 1941. Bridie is a postulant in the Order of St. Martha. She works in the garden, her brown skin browner from the sun, her black hair shining, her curls wild and free, her strong hands marked from earth and rose. A German regiment occupies the convent. The commandant questions Mère Marie, who is hiding here? Takes Bridie to be a young Jewish woman, will not believe her strong French is that of an Irish Catholic. Plans to transport her to a holding camp and then, who knows? Something, papers, patience, mother's art of persuasion saves her. She sails for Ireland. Weeks later, settles back in Clare, rarely speaks of France or history. But to her nephew, she murmurs occasional words of a language she loved. Tells him the story of the convent and Mère Marie. Soyez sauvage, she urges him. Stay wild, untamed. Years on. I do my best, he says. Concertina and camera are my wings. It's what you witness can be the burden.